Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jewa Live.
Wann fangt ihr endlich mal an, richtig zu singen? Diese Frage hat ein Tontechniker den beiden Sängern von Wild Beasts gestellt. Das war am Anfang ihrer Karriere vor über 10 Jahren. Seitdem haben Wild Beasts ihr 4. Album veröffentlicht und sie singen immer noch genauso wie damals. Aber ironischerweise ist auch der Tontechniker von damals mittlerweile fest in ihrem Tourteam. Ihn konnten sie also schon mal überzeugen und bei fast 70.000 Facebook-Fans scheinen Wild Beasts doch einiges richtig zu machen. Gregor Schenk hat die beiden Sänger Hayden und Chris am vergangenen Wochenende auf dem Dogville Festival in Hamburg getroffen.
You're on quite a journey these days. On Friday you played Belgium, yesterday in Hungary, today Germany. Is it even possible to absorb some festival atmosphere when you're on such a travel?
Well, this festival is distinctive. We've done this one before, probably about 3 years ago, and you can't really miss Dogville. Yeah. A lot of festivals often seem like the same, regardless of where you are. You know, there's a general kind of feeling of a festival, but Dogville's quite distinctive. Yeah.
Also die Jungs sind ganz schön lange unterwegs jetzt. Die haben am Freitag in Belgien gespielt, Samstag in Ungarn, heute beim Dogville Festival. Aber sie sagen, Dogville ist immer ein ganz spezielles Festival. Da kann man dann doch noch ein bisschen Festival-Atmosphäre auch aufsaugen. You are a band now for about 12 years and it hasn't been easy for you from the beginning. I read the first time you warmed up for a proper show, the sound man asked Hayden when you were going to stop dicking around and start singing properly. Can you describe the early days with Wild Beasts? Did it take some time to get the people get used to your music?
Well, I think so. I think from the very beginning, I think we always believed we were the best band in the world and we're always terrified we weren't. And I think we were unusual when we started. You know, I mean, I think we're still unusual now. I think if you manage to stick around as long as we have, people get used to the idea of you existing, you know. So I think, it was interesting. I mean, we're from, we are from a small town and we started up in what was really quite a small city. So it's kind of... I think there was a sense of like, what are these guys doing? And playing in like back rooms of pubs and like working men's clubs and like, and we were trying to be these kind of like, you know, flourishing artists. And, you know, yeah, so I think it was a confusing prospect at first.
And I guess you're traveling with your own sound man now.
It's that very man. It's actually that guy.
Yeah. Ah, really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a twist of fate, but yeah, it is the same guy.
Also ich habe Sie gerade darauf angesprochen, dass so auf die Anfangstage von Wild Beasts, da war es tatsächlich so, dass als Sie so die Soundchecks gemacht haben, der Techniker dann irgendwann gesagt hat, fangt ihr auch mal irgendwann an, richtig zu singen? Oder wie sieht's ja aus? Und es war tatsächlich so, dass Sie in den Anfangstagen, haben Sie gerade erzählt, schon ein bisschen brauchten, um Ihren Namen bekannt zu machen. Sie haben in kleinen Pubs gespielt und die Leute konnten vielleicht auch erstmal nichts mit dieser artifiziellen Art anfangen, aber mittlerweile, wissen wir, sind Wild Beasts in aller Munde. It's obvious that the singing style is one part of your trademark sound. I wonder, how did you discover that singing this way is what feels most natural to you?
I think singing in a lot of ways is like walking. Sometimes it's a bit weird and sometimes it has a quirk, but it's kind of ultimately quite natural. And so I think on the most part, I think both of us are kind of quite expressive singers, you know, and I think we kind of like to sing, I guess, for a lot of blokes, a lot of guys singers, I guess we've always been quite uncool in that way. But I think, you know, more importantly really, as our music has developed, I think the voices have started to do far less, as the kind of sonics of the songs have begin to almost tell the story more, and that has allowed the voices to kind of develop and change, I guess.
Also ich habe Sie gerade auf die Art des Singens angesprochen, die ja wirklich so einen Trademark-Sound ausmacht bei Wild Beasts, und hat das gerade so ein bisschen beschrieben, das ist wie Laufen. Also man lernt es irgendwie ganz natürlich und es fühlt sich dann irgendwann auch so natürlich an, so wie es sein muss. So the new songs are a bit more accessible sound-wise, as well as there are some less coded lyrics. I wonder, was it easier to write simple songs, or was it maybe even harder for you?
This is a strange paradox, really, that we came to learn that the most simple kind of functional ideas are the most difficult to execute. And, you know, a good pop song, I reckon, should sound like it's always been. It should sound absolutely effortless, like this person's just got out, rolled out of bed, and kind of, it's just fallen out of them. You know, we kind of had to work quite hard, I think. It's funny with the life of a song, because we spent far longer on these songs than any others. They reach a point where they actually, after, say, a year of working on this one song, it reaches a point where it sounds tired, it sounds exhausted. And then all of a sudden, it'll reach a phase where it becomes something else. It kind of takes flight. And I often think songs like that are often, they're kind of like beached whales. They're completely useless on land, kind of completely dying of their own weight. And all of a sudden, once you put them in the right context, they become very kind of aerodynamic, I guess.
Also ich habe Sie gerade darauf angesprochen, dass die neuen Songs auf dem neuen Album von Wildbeast so ein bisschen zugänglicher sind. Und das war jetzt, sagen Sie, keine Absicht, aber es ist einfach so passiert, so wie ein Song einfach entstehen muss, wenn man, ja, Sie haben es ganz schön beschrieben, mit wenn man gerade aufwacht und aus dem Bett fällt, so muss ein Song, ein Popsong natürlich aus einem rauskommen. Und das haben Sie ja über die Jahre jetzt passieren lassen einfach, und deswegen sind die Songs so geworden. Between bone dry and the dripping wet. Docville Talks, präsentiert von Jever Live.